and then stopping chanting, and they are thinking about this issue. All the nectar of Srimad Bhagavata has been given in this one stroke of Srimad Bhagavata. And they are remembered from top to bottom, from birth to Dwarka Lila, all Lilas are in there. It can be explained for 100 years. We have heard that Prabhupada used to have that explained Srimad Bhagavata first sloka in 31 days. But I think that this sloka can be explained 100 and 100 years. From top to bottom, whole Srimad Bhagavata can be. But who can do? Who is so high class of Vaishnava? They can. Like Sanatana Goswami. He has kept some remnant only, and he has drank all the nectar, like only for us a little. And that is so high class of ras for us. Wo itana bada uncha ras hai. Isiliye, iske liye ye ant mein ye batla rahe hain. Krishna rasa vaishya hai. Ye apna rasa venu ke madhyam se चारों तरफ मिल गया और उसी रस के द्वारा वृंदावन के पशु पक्षी कीट पतंग गुलमलता सबको आप्लावित कर देते हैं और सभी प्रेम से भर जाते हैं, बछड़े गाय और सब कुछ, और उसी के माध्यम से कृष्ण जगत को प्रेम रस बता। कृष्ण थ्रू हिज फ्लो लव एंड अफेक्शन नेक्टर टू ऑल इन वृंदावन, to all the creepers, cows, cows, even in creepers and trees and everywhere. And that is why they become so much attracted to Krishna. Krishna ke prati anurakt. Aur phir dusre janm mein ho sakta hai ki bhakt ho karke Krishna. Ye Krishna bade karunashi hai. Isliye karuna ki koi gatha nahi. Isliye venu ke madhyam se वह रस जगत को दान करते हैं, जिसके प्रति राधिका जी को भी कृष्ण गौर प्रणाम। क्लास रामचंद्र का एक्सप्लेन रूप गोस्वामी राधे जय जय
The verse of Srimad Bhagavata Amritam, Brad Bhagavata Amritam, which Maharaj is already taking, Gopiya Kim Acharat, in continuation of that, Maharaj started with again throwing some lights on the previous subject matter. The world was Avashisht Ras. Jad Avashisht Ras. So, different meanings of Avashisht with different moods. The first important thing yesterday Maharaj said that it is the verse in fact reflecting the mood of Radharani, hence this verse is recited by Radharani herself. So first he started, let us take the word avashisht means completely. Now the whole situation is like this, that Krishna is playing on the flute and Radharani is seeing that Krishna is playing on the flute. And this flute, she is addressing it Venu. Venu word in Hindi means male. It is a male significant word, not female. Murli, Bansi, these other name of flute in Hindi, they mean female gender. But Venu means male gender. So Radharani is addressing this masculine and feminine.
But there's no reason, right?
Yes. No reason. There is. No reason, and we are not going to discuss on the reason also. Only when Radharani is in Mahabhav, the nature of Mahabhav is that she always thinks the thing of very low line, very insignificant thing, as a very, very highly significant thing. She attaches her own bhav to that insignificant thing, like a flute, like a cloud, and then she starts feeling enviousness from that insignificant thing and desires, had I been like that. It is the mood of Mahabhav. Maharaj explained this thing. So she is saying, look at this Venu. How mercilessly she is drinking the whole nectar of Krishna's lips, which is our property, which we should drink. And the first word here, avasishtamini ras, means completely, without leaving anything. Then another meaning, Maharaj again explained, that avasisht, av means ras of lower class. What is lower class ras? A ras belonging to mundane world, giving up all such type of ras. The sweetest ras, the sweetest nectar this Venu is drinking. Avashist. Different meanings of avashist.
I don't understand the second meaning.
No. Ava means low class. Ava means?
He's saying that the flute is taking all the superior ras and leaving all the inferior.
Yeah.
So then avashist here means?
Yeah. Ava means lower class. Avashist means
leaving
all the lower class ras. She is drinking the topmost ras. Or another meaning. When the spiritual talk is going on, there is no question of mundane ras, the ras belonging to material platform. Then even in the spiritual realm, leaving all the lower class ras, the topmost ras means leaving Sakhya Bhava ras, leaving Vatsalya ras, everything, the topmost sweetest ras of gopis. That is the topmost, and Venu is drinking that sweetest ras. Now Maharaj explained one thing. How Venu is drinking the ras of gopis? So yesterday he explained it, that because this lips nectar is always tasted by gopis. So the lips of Krishna is having the ras of gopis' lips, nectar. So that nectar mixed with Krishna's supreme class of nectar, then that is maha 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 prasad, which Venu is drinking. Krishna is loved by everyone. Even Yashoda Ma kisses him. So his lips are having the touch of lips of Yashoda Ma. Sometimes friends also kisses him. So they are having the ras of Vatsalya Bhava also. Krishna is having the ras of Sakhya Bhava also. But this Venu is not going to take that ras. It is drinking only the nectar which is made and created by the kisses of gopis only. So Venu is drinking avashista ras, means leaving all the lower class ras. that is only rus of the sweetest rus of gopis. Now the question may arise, these things when being explained are not so easy to understand. Those who have no any greed in it, they will say, what is this talking about? What we have to do with these things? I think we should not go deep into it. This will confuse our mind. This will create apradh in our mind. We should stop it. Yes, they should stop it. Maharaj says, yes, they should give it up. And those who have greed, their position is like a very beautiful girl of king and a sweeper has got attachment for that girl. Well, she is so beautiful, he could not resist himself. Now he is attached to that girl. It may be possible that he cannot get her, but he has attachment. He is having her photograph with him and like this. So, similarly, if such greed comes, I may not be capable. But well, what should I do? This greed has come. And those who have got such greed, they do not think whether they are eligible. Capable or not capable, eligible, qualified or not qualified, because they don't have time to think on this subject. So, Krishna's lips nectar, the nectar of his lips is really condensed and sweetest only when it is kissed by gopis. Then only it becomes the sweetest, condensed and the topmost class of nectar. And the rest nectar is of the lower class. This Venu is drinking all that top class nectar. This is what Radharani is thinking. Radharani is thinking that Krishna's top class nectar of lips is totally sucked by this Venu. Look at this Venu. The other ras it is not taking. Other ras means Vatsalya ras, itar ras, other than Madhuri ras. It is not accepting. Why they are calling this flute male? Why? Flute is, in general, it is female. Bansi, Murli, it is female. They are addressing again and again Venu and claiming and calling. Why? Because she is so much absorbed in the loving mood with Krishna and in the status of Mahabhav. When a person becomes in ecstatic state, he becomes nearly mad and he can think anything and he is allowed to think anything. She or he cannot resist himself. This is the madness, one of the highest state of Mahabhav. And then she is thinking, Radharani is thinking, how this Murli has right to do these things when he is male? So this is augmenting her such type of mood.
Venu.
How this Venu is drinking this nectar when he is male.
So this Venu can what?
Now, Srila Sanatana Goswami is saying the different things. Look, this Venu. Someone said, Venu, you want to drink, you are thirsty. There are so many other potable items. You know, potable? Drinks. So many drinks are there. Very, very good drinks. What are those good drinks? Look, the water of Yamuna, the water of Mansi Ganga, how it is good. Why not good? You were first of all, you took this water only. But now you are, what you are doing? You are rejecting this water. Avashishtaras, flute, Venu is rejecting that water and only drinking the water, the nectar of Krishna's lips. Someone said, oh, look, this water of Manasi Ganga, Yamuna, where Krishna is taking bath, that also touches the lips of Krishna. It also kisses the Krishna's lips. There is also some nectar of Krishna's lips in that water. It's also mixed with that nectar. Why don't you drink this? No, it is also of lower class. Why? So Venu is also rejecting that water. There is in our Hindi and Sanskrit and Alankar, Utpreksha Alankar. In Utpreksha Alankar,
which?
Utpreksha. I don't remember now English, and there is also English, also what they call, just you know, in English, simile.
Simile.
Simile is one of the ornamental language, the word is used, simile. And
metaphor.
Utpreksha, metaphor. What is metaphor?
Metaphor is something that
you use as an example for something else.
Similar is if you say something is like.
Similarization.
It is
metaphor. Utpreksha. Like there was when very big python and python opened its mouth. It took out its tongue outside, and gopis are saying, oh, it's nice cave. They are saying it's cave. Mm-hmm. But of course it is cave, but it is looking like a mouth of python. they are thinking like this. Of course they are saying correct, but first they assume that it is a
cave.
Now they are comparing this cave with a mouth of python. So this is Utpreksha Alankar. Similarly, metaphor.
It's more complicated than that.
Similarly,
it's double. It's double.
Yeah. Double
metaphor.
Double metaphor. Now like Maharaj is saying that gopis, they have got their own feelings. They want to drink the nectar of, Radharani wants to drink the nectar of Krishna's lips. But they are saying, oh, you are drinking it. So they are projecting their own bhav to the Venu, which is insignificant thing, which is inert, jariya. Which is jariya, so low class thing. There is no comparison with Radharani and, oh, you are so fortunate. You are not letting us to use our property. That is why your mothers at these ponds are having so much ecstatic feeling that their hairs are erecting,
standing on end.
Like lotus are blooming there. So lotus is being compared with that. Radharani is saying.
Oh, is it seeing the good fortune of Vamsi, then the ponds, they're feeling having a mansion.
Because ponds are here compared as mother of. It's like this, Maharaj again telling, that Radharani sees a very insignificant straw lying on the street. Krishna runs over that straw. Oh, how fortunate this straw. If I had been there, just as he puts his feet on that straw, and Radharani thinks, oh, had I been there. Oh.
Mm. Wait, so the Srimati Radhika is seeing the lotuses blooming in the ponds and thinking that they are so feeling
these
so happy.
These are the erected ears,
right, standing
hairs of
the ponds.
Ponds.
Because
they are in a very ecstatic mood, in a very...
Because the flute in the dynasty.
Yeah. No, not dynasty. Because flute is their son. They nourished that...
Only
member.
The lotuses, you see, the hair?
Lotuses. Mostly the lotuses. So this is the nature of Mahabhava stage, that Radharani always thinks herself. In ordinary stage, no one will think like this. Look, we have seen when they are having jestful fighting with each other, and they steal Krishna's flute, and then they say, why are you crying for your flute? This is a piece of a small bamboo, dry bamboo, useless bamboo. Yeah. We'll fill your house with a very beautiful, long, green and nice bamboos, and you are crying for this small piece of bamboo. At that time they say it is a small piece of bamboo, but at the stage of this Mahabhava, in the mood of separation, the same small insignificant bamboo has become so much elevated. Now that she is saying, oh, you are my sot. You know sot means co-wife. If one marries another wife,
yes,
another lady, then both ladies are, what co-wife. Is the relation? Co-wife. Or in Hindi they are called?
It's a rival.
Rival they called sot. So there is always a dhas. Dha means enviousness between sot. They are never friendly. Only there are a few examples.
Rivalry.
You know, there are some examples where there was not rivalry. Like Pandu, he married to Kunti and Madhuri. They were never in rivalry state. They were always very loving to each other. There are many examples, but in general it is never so. Yeah. So in that, Maharaj was giving example, Mahant. The word used is Mahant. Mahant means Mahant. Maha means great. The greatest of all is greatest. Maha. He is Krishna. Maha is Krishna. Anta means Antekaran, heart.
What? Greatest of all great.
Means anta. Anta means innermost. Anta means innermost. Antekaran means heart. Anta denotes here heart.
Heart.
Heart. One who keeps Krishna in his heart, he is Mahant.
Heart.
Okay, so what is Mahant? Problem with
so me. Mahant is one who keeps Krishna in his heart.
In his heart, is Mahant.
But what did you say, greatest of all?
Maha. So Maha means Krishna. Maha is Krishna, and Ant means in his heart. So one, Shukadev Goswami is Mahant, Parikshit Goswami, Rup Goswami, they are Mahant. So, he was also, while explaining the meanings of Arya also superior person. So these words are used for pulling. Pulling means masculine gender. All these trees, banyan trees and other trees, they are shedding tears. Now in fact, if we go to the villages and inside, we'll find the trees wet. And they are shedding as if some
like
water.
Sap.
Eh?
Like sap.
Yeah.
Is it like a white sap?
No. So, why they are shedding tears? In happiness, apparently, in happiness. What is the happiness? Oh, look, in our dynasty, there is one person who could get this much fortune. But the feelings, who understand the status of fortune, the feelings will be not so simple. Why this bamboo got this fortune, not I? So this feeling will also be there. Oh, had I also been there. Long sigh, and then tears comes. Maharaj was saying.
Is this what Radharani is thinking also? The gopis?
Radharani is saying that these tears, trees are shedding tears. Why they are shedding tears? Because either they are thinking that we are fortunate in our dynasty, number one. Number two, oh, had I been also so much fortunate, why I am not so much fortunate? Maharaji was saying that it happens so that one who is poor, he thinks when he sees king, he is king, why I am not king? Sometimes he thinks, oh, it's not possible that I can be king. But sometimes he says, oh, I am not king. Similarly, Maharaji was saying, this is another example. Now, Susari of Radharani. In a very nice language, the mother-in-law is called in Hindi Sas, not Susari. It is called Sas. But it is also a general conception, at least in India, that mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, they never have a good relationship. They never have. I don't know what is in foreign countries, but in India.
Worse.
So they never live together in foreign countries.
Yeah, in India.
Yeah, they do.
Now, in India, what happens, that son always leaves the house first and then they marry. So there is no question of living together. But in foreign, in India, daughter-in-law lives with mother-in-law, so the clash increases. Because they live together, so clash increases. So this is eternal problem.
When my brother got married, my mother wrote a letter to my sister-in-law that night. Oh, I'm so sorry my son married you.
So this is the eternal problem.
There's a plant in England, it's like a sword. Mother-in-law's tongue.
Like a razor.
So to become mother-in-law, this is an abuse also. When we use very nice language, she is sas, but when we use it as a abuse, susuri.
Susuri.
Sasuri.
Susuri.
Sasuri. Susuri. These are the different words. Maharaj was using the word sasuri. The sasuri of Radharani, what will she do? Jatila, kutila. When she is Krishna? No. When she sees Krishna in respect that she, Radharani, goes to him and she becomes wild. But if even she sees that he is playing over the flute, how beautiful he is, how handsome he is, how nice lips he has got, she will also have feelings like this. I had him. Just like mother of Kansa, mother of wife, Padma. Padma, when she saw Krishna in that Braj mode there in Dwarka, she arose amorous feelings in her heart. Similarly, this also. So, when they have these feelings of Reese, had I been, why not the trees will be having this feeling? Of course, in our dynasty, he has got fortunate. Why not I? So anyway, any type of feeling, but letting that let the tears out. This is the highest class of mood of Radharani. Such a highest class of mood, even Krishna desires and he has got greed to have such feelings, such mood, and can taste his own beauty. Now Srila Sanatana Goswami is seeing it from the impartial point of view, that is the neutral way. What is the neutral way? That when Radhaji is in such a high state of bhav, mahabhav, then this is her general nature, this is the nature of that love, the high state love What is that? Ayogya vastu par se bhi isha hoti hai. That ayogya means incapable, insignificant object also appears to be so high. It is not imagination of Radharani. It is factually she feels like this, Maharaj said. How come? When Radharani sees Krishna is taking bath in Yamuna, how Yamuna is having such a nice touch of Krishna and I am standing here, then she starts having eneminess with Yamuna. Oh Lord, I should become Yamuna. Oh Lord, I should become Yamuna. Then she feels like to become Yamuna. She sees one mala of Krishna. He is wearing garland, one mala. So long, so beautiful. 7 type of flowers with different colors and leaves and fragranted one. Then Krishna moving and that garland moving and again touching and hitting Krishna's body and as if embracing and kissing Krishna. Oh, this life is useless. If I can become this garland, this one mala, how fortunate I will be. They say, gopis are saying, look, we are ordinary girls. We are simple-hearted girls. We never dislike anyone. We always love everyone. We never have enviousness for anyone. But oh, you one mala, your behavior is such that we are very one malika. One malika means, oh, this
flower garland.
One mala or one malika. You know, it may seem same. Malika is a very nice utterance. You one malika, making it a girl.
Mala is male?
Mala is female. Malika and tender female. And means
tender.
A girl and then slim and beautiful girl. And then it becomes more girlish. So malika, or more
mala.
Beautiful mala. So, oh one malika. We don't have basically nature of envy anyone or have jealous, but the way you are behaving in front of us so openly, embracing and kissing Krishna, the whole body, and we are the most greedy and desirous of this thing, but you are doing in front of us. We cannot tolerate this thing. This is again. You are neglecting us. You are not seeing that we are there. You have got no feelings. Oh, you are doing such a what type of activity in English you call? Deed. Stubborn. No, stubborn is not exact. Not injustice. Deed. You are neglecting us. Shameless. You are behaving so shamelessly. This is the style. Sanatana Goswami uttered one shloka and so many bhavs start coming in him and he is now taking dips in such bhavs, immersing in these bhavs, immersing, getting up, immersing. What do you call? Dubkiyan le rahe hain.
Yes, yes.
Sinking and coming up. Sinking and coming up. So Maharaj was explaining, similarly Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he gets up early in the he sleeps very early and then gets up at about 10 p.m., 11 p.m. and then he starts immersing in such feelings and then he says, Kadambakanan, Rasaparayan. He recites those shlokas, he chants and then he makes kirtan.
Krishna.
What was that?
I don't know.
You did it?
Yeah, she smuggled it in.
It felt like it was just right here. Can you repeat that? Sorry, that distracted me.
You had another class.
Huh?
You have another class where you...
No. What did you say? I didn't catch.
That Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he makes kirtan and bhajan while contemplating and meditating upon such type of shlokas. Then Maharaj quoted the last verse here. Jati Janni Vado, something.
From what song is that?
It's from Srimad Bhagavat, concluding verse. Maharaj was saying it was concluding verse
of 10th canto.
There, This verse contains from the very beginning, Krishna's birth to the end, and all bhavs are in this verse. Gagar mein sagar. Gagar mein sagar, you understand? Sagar means ocean and gagar means a glass. Whole ocean in a glass is this verse.
Mm-hmm. So ocean in a glass. Again, that verse is what?
Gagar mein sagar.
The verse is?
Gagar means, in fact, a small pot which the gopis are putting in their, on their head. But I am making it glass smaller than that.
The whole ocean is contained here.
Yeah.
But what is that?
Jati janani vado. Something.
Jati janani vaso.
Jati janani vaso.
Devaki. Janmavado.
Janmavado. When Srila Prabhupada was explaining Janmadiyasya, the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he took 31 days. Maharaj said, if any Rasik Vaishnav and Prabhupada will start explaining this verse, then he will take probably 100 years, not less than that. So this is so much potent shloka. But the person who immerses in such feelings, he can explain it. Shukadev Goswami has taken all of it, and he has tasted and he has drunk everything of it. The real nectar he has drunk. Only from the, left out remnants, the drop he has given to us. And that drop is so deep that still we are unable to drink. It's something that day Rasanand told, very nice thing, that if we eat rasgulla, and we eat whole rasgulla, and eat whole of the ras of it, but happens so that 3-4 drops fell down from us and fell on the earth, then if an ant come, then for ant it is an ocean. For an ant it is an ocean. It's like this. So Krishna is rasovasa. He is ocean of ras. He is directly ocean. How does he distribute it? He is distributing it through his venu. He is putting that nectar in his venu. And this venu is now sprinkling that nectar in the whole of the Tribhuvan, rather. Whole of the Golok Vrindavan, all the birds, all the creepers, everyone is getting this nectar. Krishna's nectar is received by everyone through this flute. In fact, flute is also chinmay. Chinmay means? Transcendental. So this is also chinmay. God Premanande Hari Hari.